When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stan podcast where we talk about K-pop, especially BTS talk, right?
Yep.
Oh, well, we got a lot to talk about today with a sprinkle of anime and always some Genshin. Mm-hmm. But most importantly,
BTS.
Because guess what? We were at day one.
Yeah.
Day one permission to dance on stage.
L.A.
So we were there, right in the middle of it, in the fray.
Mm-hmm. When was this? This past Saturday, right?
Yeah. It's funny because when we got there, it's like I felt like even when I was driving us there, it just felt like a normal day. Then as soon as I walked or like opened the car door and stepped out, I was a different person.
Yeah, he was all like nervous and anxious and excited all at the like same time.
A little kid on Christmas, right. On Christmas Day.
He was like dancing and everything. He's like, oh my God, I'm sweating.
And then Haley was yelling, whose man is this?
Someone come collect your man, please.
Whose man is this? But yeah, I mean, first off, even getting there, the traffic wasn't as bad as I honestly thought it was going to be.
Yeah, what time?
Because we got there kind of later. I mean, yeah. I know it's... Okay, so the concert started at 7:30. I know for a fact because you looked it up too. We saw TikTok and Instagram like reels and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. People were there since like 5 in the morning, yeah. 4 in the morning.
They were lining up for merch, for
yeah,
the merch
so
booths.
There's a lot of people there that were... Like, that were already there already, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have the people that come midday, like, around, like, lunchtime, like, mm-hmm. 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, the later batch, which was, like, us, because mm-hmm. we got there around 4, 4:30.
Yeah.
Then you got the people who come super late, like, right when the concert's about to start. I don't know why you would do that.
Right.
But if you want to just hear them, if you want to miss the first 30 minutes, go ahead.
I know,
like,
yeah.
You'll just hear them from the outside. But the thing is, when we got there, there's just so many things going on. Right? I mean, we didn't have the chance to because when we got there, it was like a cluster.
There's so many people already. And then, so the gates to the actual stadium, it opens at 5:30 p.m. And I feel like a lot of people started lining up at like the gate entrances at around 5. Remember, they just started like
right.
all congregating
like,
around that
there's
area.
There's no real organization in terms mm-hmm. of like workers like making
no,
sure the lines are straight or like telling you which line is which.
Yeah.
You have to read. You
Figure
just have
it
to
out
look.
Yourself.
You just have to look and pay attention and read it. Read the signs. There's some signs where it's only for the, if you're on the floor, if you have tickets for the floor, which will be us
tomorrow.
Well, as of this podcast yesterday, we're going on day three Wednesday and we got floor seats. So we have a different entrance for that. And then for everyone else and the normal like seats, I guess like what the 200s and up.
Yeah.
They have their own entrance also.
There's like a sign that says floor entry and then no floor entry.
And basically, apparently a lot of people didn't see it, or people were complaining like it was hard to get in. I mean, I guess, yeah, there's a lot of people, but if you're able to pay attention, if you kind of just, you know, use your brain a little bit too, that you'd start lining up. Because I feel like when we were lining up like 30 minutes before gates open at 5:30, there's still people like all around doing all different things, walking around, just hanging out, lounging around, taking pictures, trying to get merch, even though merch was another horror story. And we'll talk more about that. But I mean, you shouldn't be late to it, because we got in there with so much time to spare, with like an hour and a half, 2 hours to spare, just hanging out.
Like inside as well.
And we spent like some time, we spent like a good like 30-ish minutes or more in the inside merch line. So there's merch outside and then there's merch inside in the actual venue when you get in.
Express booth. So it's smaller.
It's smaller. And but like they ran out, quote unquote, they ran out of stuff. And the lady, when we, like we were like 10 people away, till like they started taking down merchandise, and I was like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah, they everyone was like, "What?" Everyone's panicking. Down the clothes and stuff, and everyone was like, "No!"
And then the lady, like, I just like pushed myself through the front and was asking, like, "Are you guys getting restock?" And she's like, "No, restock like each day."
Yeah.
But come to find out, at the end of the concert, they like had the merch booth open outside, so it's like you still could have probably got stuff, but they started running out of stuff too. So sizes were very minimal, but. Right. Haley walked away with that shirt that Jin has been wearing.
Yeah, the like permission all the, to dance.
All those videos and pictures. Yeah, yeah. After
it's like
the
a
concert.
Long sleeve, and it has like the permission to dance on the front, and then on the sleeves it has like the little icons.
Yeah, the colored icons.
The one that Jin basically wears on the concert.
At the end of the concert where like Jin has all those funny hairstyles.
Right.
So that's what she was able to grab in her size. They had like nothing for me because I always wear extra large.
Yeah.
There's no XL stuff. The only thing was sweatpants. And I regret not getting that.
Did they even have your size, though?
Yeah, they had XL. Because I was like, they did. The guy was like, the only XL we have is the sweatpants.
That's right.
I was like, son of a bitch, I should have got it. And then they had a lot of random retro stuff from their older tours, including like the Map of the Soul stuff.
Right,
so.
The stuff that couldn't be sold because the concert was canceled.
Yeah, so I mean, you have your kind of pick of whatever you want. But of course, like the permission to dance, like the PTD stuff, was the one that's like kind
everybody
of harder
wanted,
to come by, like all the bigger sizes and everything was just running out.
Right,
the pickets, like the lanyards, the keychains, the photos, and everything was just like slowly depleting.
Yeah, we were
very
able
fast.
To grab a Jin picket for one of our friends, but then I wanted a Jimin one, and then I was trying to get a Jungkook one, but everything else was sold out except for like Jin, RM, I think,
right.
And Hobie.
And then people were like lining up the day before, like the non-concert days,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the day before, like the concert days, because I know they have one again. On today. Well, as we record this, today is Tuesday, so the day before Wednesday and Thursday, which is day three, day four.
They have like a non-event day where they'll just sell merch.
And people, we saw TikToks of people waiting at 4 a.m. It's like very like, I don't know, it looks like they're in a storm. It looks, I think it was just foggy and like really moist and like dark and
I know,
all this stuff.
Because it's 4 a.m., it's still dark. But then the thing is that one of the ones that I saw that was really sad, these two girls, they had lined up at around like 4 a.m. and they got to the front of the merch.
Like how many hours later?
Because like I guess the merch booths don't open until 8:30, so they were already waiting there like 3 hours and a half before it actually opens. But then it was like another couple hours before they could get to the front of the merch, and they got nothing. Everything was sold out. Like they showed like across the board, everything had like the sold out sign on it. I felt so bad for them. That sucks.
That's why
4 a.m.
Like, if, I think if you're trying to get merch, just taper down your expectations of getting anything.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest.
We honestly didn't expect anything because when we finished the concert and then we saw merch booth near our car, like where we were parked.
Thank
and
God
we're
we
like,
parked near that side.
Yeah. And then we were like, wait a second. It shows that they have merch. So we like ran.
We ran there. Everyone else is running there.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, there was like actually two different lines, but none of the employees or people told us.
Yeah.
Till all of a sudden, like one of our lines was super like crazy already, right?
Yeah. So we like
it was filled
hopped
up.
Over onto the other side.
Then when they said, you guys can line up here, it's like we're like surrounded by like little like this fence thing, right? So we still had to like break through and then try to jump in the other line.
Yeah.
If I we mean, didn't do that, I don't think we would have got your shirt.
No, I know.
Or the picket.
Right. Because like even that lady, the one that Jimin was wearing, the long sleeve with the black with the little drawings on it.
Yeah.
Because she said that she had seen it. Maybe like a couple of people before Britney had asked, but then it was gone already. So people probably already had grabbed it.
I think like within minutes, like,
yeah, it just sells out
and you just never know like what's going to happen.
And then the thing is that it's limited to two per person, like for each item, right?
Yeah. And that's a problem. Well, Haley, hold on. Haley's going to go shut our birds up because they're being very annoying. I don't know if anyone can hear our birds, but we have four cockatiels and they're being really dumb right now. And one other thing that I remember too is like just the lines and everything, like it's like organized chaos because people in a sense people can kind of tell where everything is, but at the same time you do not know where anything is, and there's a lot of things going on. Like there's like, I guess you could take like a picture with like a lot of different like things.
Yeah, they had like a little photo. It's called Live
Play or something. I don't even know where it was. I just saw one of my old classmates from college. Like, I didn't see. First off, there's a lot of people we knew that went to a lot of these concerts.
Yeah, good luck on the finding same days. Them, though.
There's no way we will find them. No way in hell.
Because like a lot of my friends were like, "Oh, we should meet up." Oh my like, gosh, there's just too many people.
All you have to do is just reply back like, oh yeah, we'll try. And then you'll never hear from them.
The other thing is that the reception there was horrible.
Make sure you have your tickets preloaded, please, like into your Apple wallets or your Android. Yeah, what is that?
Google Pay.
Because you'll get effed in the butt, like right when you get to the front of the line.
There's no like service outside of the stadium for some reason.
But when I was inside, I had perfect service. It was really weird. And this is not connected to Wi-Fi because Wi-Fi is BS there too. So just kind of keep that in mind. Make sure you download all your stuff.
Because we were like panicking. We were like, oh my God, we can't even access the freaking tickets. But then luckily Joku had put them into his Apple wallet.
Which I didn't realize he did. So I was really panicking. So it was really dumb and I was sweating because I tried to run outside of like where all the people are to get an ounce of signal.
But I had it.
And then, there's like other stuff too. There was like a area for pairing your light sticks, your army bombs. Yeah, so you can pair your light sticks, and also there's one that not only pairs.
It repairs.
If you have any problems with your light stick, you could bring it and repair it.
Right.
Which is weird at the same time because I know they sell light sticks there, but you should not bank on it. It feels like everyone in the merch line, when I overheard people talking,
they always want the light
Everyone wants light sticks, and like we're like banking on thinking that they're going to get light sticks easily here. No way, because
I've never seen
anyone bought it because it's just sold out like so fast.
I think the reason why people wanted to try and buy it at the concert because it's $59 flat because you don't have to pay for shipping from Weverse.
But my thing is like we have so many K-pop stores here in the LA area.
No, that I know.
They charge maybe like $5-$10 more, but it's like you don't have to wait for like 4 hours and not get nothing.
Exactly.
You'll definitely get your light stick.
Yeah.
And at least like you don't have to deal with like the craziness of the line or anything like that. So it's like, and it's guaranteed because you'll get it for sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are official light sticks.
Yeah, because I think there was like a group of girls in front of us in the merch line. And then this other lady came back. She's like, if you're trying to get light sticks, they're all sold out. It was like a big group of girls,
like people just walked out of the line when this lady said it. In my head, I'm like, you fools. You're coming to the BTS. You're inside the BTS concert hall or like the venue without your light stick.
How dare you?
You think you're gonna get one here? Mm-mm. So please plan ahead. Plan accordingly.
Yeah.
You don't want to be one of those people that get effed over because of thinking that you'll have signal or they'll have stuff in stock.
Right.
So like, just have your lower your expectations.
I know, because we went day one, so we had to figure out all this stuff by ourselves. We're like, oh gosh.
Oh my gosh, I don't even want to think about it. It was fun. The concert itself.
Overall,
let's talk about the actual concert and the performance.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It was insanely amazing. It was so much fun to finally see them in person. It was like deafening. I couldn't hear anything or what I was saying.
I couldn't hear myself talk.
Yeah, like
even my recordings
and stuff. It was insane. Like it's so loud, which is good. That's how it should be.
Right.
And the venue is beautiful. Like this place is so nice.
So pretty.
this is our first time walking into it, and it's just so clean and like so big.
Yeah, so pretty. It's very like, you can tell it's
the screen is huge. They only use the back screen, but it was big enough to see from anywhere, wherever you're sitting. I feel
like they should have used the one at the top for the people in the 500s.
I thought they would too. We've seen like some videos where like they use the upper
I really wish they should have like used that, because it would have looked like, it would have made the experience better for like the people everyone up the top.
Right. Yeah. Oh, because we had friends that were sitting like on this real like the side of the stage.
Right. They couldn't even see the screen.
In the 500s. So the angle of the screen is, so if you're sitting in 500s, but at least you're in the back or like corners,
yeah, you'll have an angle. Screen.
But if you're on the side, there's no way.
No, you can't even see like those tiny ones that they had on the side for them either. That's why I was like, they should have used that huge one at the top. I don't know. That was kind of a waste.
What a waste. But in the end, everyone seemed like they had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like there was like some empty seats somewhere and like not a lot, no, but there was a few.
The stadium was really packed actually. Like most of it was all filled completely.
The only ones that weren't filled were like pairs of seats like here and there because of people who probably were reselling it.
Right.
And then they had like one seat. No one wanted to buy it for half. They didn't want to pay a kidney for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the only reason why.
Right. Because I think our friend Adam, who went with us, they had a seat that was empty beside him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like so sad because, you know, people are like dying to get in.
Such a waste.
But let's get more onto the happy stuff, which is includes the playlist or the set list.
The set list.
So day one set list, I guess, actually kind of differed from day two. Just like one or two songs.
Yeah, difference. A couple of songs.
And Haley has it in front of her. Do you want to let's tell everyone the set list. Go in order.
So they started off with On, of course. I feel like they always want to do that one first.
And it's funny because for the music video for On, which was filmed really like 15 minutes from our house, like that dam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we would drive by there, like going on the freeway, and we would see a lot of like army and just people going out there. You could tell they're army because it's like all these like girls coming out of their car walk. It's like a little mini hike to get to the dam area. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're wearing purple.
They have light sticks
and stuff. Yeah. And they have see-through bags. That's like the giveaway that they went to the concert.
A clear bag, basically. So they started with On and then Fire, which was like a remixed version.
Yes.
And then Dope, DNA, Blue and Gray.
I was so excited for DNA.
After DNA, that's when they like had a break, right? And they started talking.
Well, I guess you don't have to be that specific.
I know, but don't you want to tell them what they said during that first break?
Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. Okay. So also in between some songs, like the breaks that they did included talking to the army and the fans and, you know, everyone watching. But they also had those little video clips, which was exactly the same as PTV.
Yeah, the one that was online,
right? Mm-hmm. It was the exact same stuff they were showing. So if you watch PTV online, you kind of had an idea and feel of what this whole concert is going to be like.
Yeah.
So
isn't that when RM though?
RM's first words
out of his
mouth, and I quote under like out of like as soon as they were done singing,
right?
Obviously, to everyone was quote, make some motherfucking noise.
Yeah. Everyone was like, "Whoa!" because he swore.
It's so funny because I believe, like, right after he said fuck, like, he's like, motherfucking noise. Like, me and Haley were staring at each other. I looked at Adam. We were like, oh my God.
I was like, wait, did he really just swear?
And then you
did
look around, everyone is like looking at each other. Everyone's screaming and yelling, but everyone's like,
I don't think we expect.
At least real army, like,
I know.
We're like, did he just say the F word?
It was like, we weren't expecting him to say that. So that was
pretty funny. They were like super like hyped up. Right. They seemed really excited.
So excited, yeah.
It was so funny. Like,
and he was basically like, BTS is back.
Yeah. And then there's just like other, I'll chime in a little bits of pieces of stuff that was going on as you continue reading.
Okay. So Blue and Gray, Black Swan.
Black Swan was amazing.
Oh my God.
I remember seeing the performance online, right?
Yeah, on the online.
And they did the same thing, but it was so cool seeing it in person.
And then this time V was there.
I forgot. He sat it out in the corner. Know.
Yeah, he sat for the online one. If you guys watched, he had like
a minor like injury. Small injury, but they didn't want to like make it worse.
Yeah, so he had to sit out throughout the whole concert. He just sat in a chair.
He basically just looked like a cool Yakuza just sitting in the corner like a mob boss.
So obviously this one for Black Swan, he was included this time. So it was cool to see him.
But yeah, just like the transition. If you haven't watched the online one, just watch like a live Black Swan performance.
It's so cool.
Because of like the transitions that they use with all their backup dancers. Mm-hmm. It looks like giant wings.
Yeah, they look for like each a swan, member. Basically.
So cool.
And then after that, it was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Fake Love.
That was fun to watch. I'm so glad I got to see Fake Love.
Fake Love is that's the ready. One. That's the one where Jungkook's.
That's the notorious song that Jungkook lifts his shirt up.
Yes, but actually this time his freaking jacket ripped open. Like, it ripped, remember?
Those buttons couldn't.
When he, like, did some move on the ground. The buttons button on like, the top, like,
they couldn't
ripped.
Hold on for their dear lives.
Right, his chest is too big now. So, like, everyone was going crazy about that. And then Life Goes On, Boy With Love, and then they go to Dynamite, Butter.
Oh, man, I feel like the Dynamite Butter one was, like, the loudest.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people know the English songs.
Well, of course, but, like, the performance itself was so good, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, those were actually my favorite performances, too. There was a lot of good ones, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and then Dynamite had that, like, mini dance break, too. That was really
cool. That was so
cool.
Like, and then the color, I feel like that was the most colorful.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it was, like, rainbows and, like, it's so cool. It's, like, multicolored madness.
Yeah, so the Army Bombs, they link up to Bluetooth, and it goes along with the music. It's so freaking cool to be there in person to experience it.
All the RGBs, it was insane. Like, it was insane.
It's crazy. It's like a colorful rainbow explosion.
It's a natural, like, euphoric, like, ecstasy moment. Like,
right.
Natural high.
All the lights are, like, flashing different colors, but it, like, goes along with the music
really
well. It's like,
you feel like you're tripping out. Like, it's like a psychedelic trip kind
of
thing.
And then for Butter, they use, of course, you know, yellow and orange.
Oh, that was so cool, yeah. Too. It was so nice because I feel like Butter is easily, like, one of my top three songs for them.
Yeah,
already.
It's so good.
And, since we're talking about them a little bit, let's also, like, bring up the fact, actually, no, you have a lot of songs still to cover. Keep going. I'll talk in due time.
And then they did an older song such as Airplane Part 2.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And Bupsy, which
everyone
excited
went nuts over that too.
About it, because that's the one where they freaking do their hip thrusts.
Oh my god. Day 2, I saw that Jin hip thrust.
Yes.
He did not do that day 1.
No, he didn't.
Just look up Jin's hip thrust for day 2, because it was insane.
He was thrusting in someone's face.
This guy is like, oh damn, okay. This is supposed to be a family-friendly Jin.
I know. And then after that, Disease, Telepathy, which is the one where they went around on the little orange cars. This one. Yeah.
So Telepathy.
Yeah. So they went around. This one was pretty cool because I didn't expect them to do that. So they have like a section on the outer area of the, like, the pit area.
It's like around the floor.
Yes.
It's like right on the outlines of the floor.
So they have these little orange carts.
And they split them into a group of four and a group of three. I think three of them was Jin, Jungkook, and Yoongi. And then the other four were in the other side.
Yeah.
And they just basically go around and sing this song and, like, you know, interact and, like, wave at the fans. So it's like if you're sitting further back or if you're, like, in the front 200s, you'll have them right in front of your faces.
Yeah, the people that are in the hundreds section
row one.
Oh my god, they're right there in front of your fucking
it's
face.
It's funny because, like, the same person I was talking about that I went to college with, I think she was there with her friend, and that's exactly where they were. And they had, like, the best selfie videos, like, right where, like, they switch off.
Right.
Where you get all seven members.
Like, in the middle, they switch
carts. She's so lucky.
But I saw, like, a lot of ones on TikTok where people were making eye contact with the members. Like, there was one with V and then also with Jimin because they're so close. And then someone was like, oh, I almost touched V's hand kind of thing. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, isn't that how I wish.
Yeah.
Won't be that. We're, like, in the middle, unfortunately. For,
yeah,
like, on
but
the
I
floor,
mean, that's still close.
We'll have some good pictures and videos
I
for
know,
sure.
Yeah. But then, dang. So those people in the hundreds, if you have those tickets, you're in for a treat if you're going day 3 and 4.
Right. And then, you know what's funny too? I think, like, throughout, like, some of the songs, Jungkook keeps mistakenly, like,
oh yeah,
like, forgetting he's holding his water bottle and starts singing into his water bottle thinking it's the mic.
He's
and then he
so
catches
cute.
Himself and starts
he's
laughing.
Like, wait a second, there's no sound coming out. And he's like, oh shit, it's the water bottle.
It's so funny.
He
when
did
he was
that
doing
like
that.
Day 1 and then day 2, I think,
yeah,
for the
he
same
did it back
song.
Because he has his water bottle. Day 2, I think he put his water bottle on the floor just to make sure he doesn't do that, like, mess up again.
Right.
It was so funny.
And then after that, they did Stay, So what? I feel like so what, they always go hype. That's the one where they're shooting the freaking cannons.
That's the one where like Jin was going nuts. If you look up Jin for this performance, day one, he's like going insane with like this.
It's the confetti air cannon.
Confetti cannon.
Yeah.
He's like going like Scarface on like the crowd. It was so funny.
But they were having they always have a lot of fun with so what, and then they got their water bottles and sprayed the crowd with
right,
it too.
Right. It's gonna be us since we're gonna get it. I'm gonna open my mouth.
Yeah, people were like, "Oh my god, I got blessed by their water." And then after that, I need you.
I can't believe it. That was so good.
I know
because oh,
they
good.
Didn't do that one for the online concert.
And of course, they had "Save Me." Yes. Oh my god, I was
Save
so,
Me.
That's
this
like
is one
of my
Joko's
top three or top five
songs.
That was so good. I couldn't believe they did "Save Me." I gotta see it live.
So actually for Save Me, I think that's the one with the fan chant.
Oh, snap. And the I don't know if I should say I'm disappointed because I did hear some people say
no, but the thing is,
some people like
I
knew
didn't,
it.
I know the fan chant, but the thing is I was too busy screaming
yeah,
at
that's
them
a thing too.
And yelling.
Yeah, you're
that
like,
I forgot to do the fan chant. I'm like, fuck.
I only realized people were fan chanting like halfway
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I heard like even Britney too. And then I heard her do like Kim Tae-young. And I was like shit. And I was like, BTS.
Yeah, because I feel like if you watch like all the variety shows and other concerts, it's like especially in Asia, they're more organized
oh,
with
yeah.
that kind of fan chant
stuff.
Because
actually, for the fan chants in Asia, they hand out like little pieces of paper to tell the fans when they should be coming in. So
and,
they're
like, what
all
to say.
Like
so it kind of has everything.
Yeah.
And then, but here in America, especially if you're like more a casual fan and or like maybe you're dragged along, you have no idea that.
Right.
This fan chant is even going on.
And then especially if this is your first K-pop concert, K-pop concerts are so much more different to like American music. We're at Americanized like music concerts, you just yell and scream and like, you know, you don't do fan chants.
Yeah, like
you don't
in
have
Asia, it's
sticks.
Always fan
yeah.
chants and everything is very organized too. So it's like, yeah, because I mean, Save Me always has the fan chant.
In the beginning. Yeah.
And then they have it again, I think. Like,
yeah,
again,
at
like,
the end.
Between like the second, like in, before the second verse
yeah.
or something.
So the fan chant that we're talking about, it's basically the seven members, but their full names.
The full names.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, in Asia, it's like last name first, then first
right,
name.
Right, yeah.
So, and it's kind of, it's pretty fast if you don't know this.
And honestly, it's a, because like, for me, like, speaking Korean is kind of like a tongue twister
just
for
like,
me.
Yeah, exactly. So like if you're Asian, like you're Japanese or Korean, and you're trying to say like names in English
right.
really fast, it's like a tongue twister
well,
for them
too.
Well, even
if I have to like pronounce Spanish like names
yeah.
too, it's hard for
so
me.
So this one is really hard enough that their names are like, you know, full Korean names, and we have to go fast because it's like dan 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 dan
yeah.
dan dan dan.
It's
like
a
fast.
Beat. Yeah.
You cannot. You cannot think.
You cannot make a mistake unless you're like, fuck.
You have no time to think because it's so fast. You have to just really memorize or know their names.
Right. Or you can write it, I guess, on a
yeah,
piece of paper.
Yeah, you can cheat it on your paper.
That doesn't
paper.
Matter because, like,
if someone
at least,
sees it, catches you, you know, it's okay.
That's fine because they do that in Asia. They have those little cheat sheets.
Do you want to show the world and to every, you want to show fellow army?
I'm nervous, though.
But you know it. You know about you know by heart already by now.
I know.
Okay, so do you want me to count you off? Five, six, seven, eight.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jungkook,
BTS.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Very nice.
Oh my
Nicely
gosh.
Done. I'm going to give you some claps for that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
I've been practicing.
You've been making me learn it.
I know. I told Joko, I was like, he has to learn this because
I think
he's
I can
a,
do it
he's
now
a
too.
Super fan.
The only one I always forget is J-Hope's Jung Ho-suk.
Jung Ho-suk is like a tongue twister.
For me, like it's funny. Kaylee's been laughing at me because I do everything and I just mouth the like J-Hope's part because I don't know how to say it out loud.
Right.
I always mess
isn't
up because
J-Hope too fast. So much easier than Jung Ho-suk.
Yeah. So it's like
I don't even
I
know
can
if I'm
do, I can do
America.
It too. Yeah. So I can do it.
Okay. Go.
Wait, what?
Go. You have to do it too. I believe
sure?
in you. Yes.
I don't believe in me.
You did it earlier.
Four. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho-suk, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
See, ooh, you got ooh. It. You could have Jung Ho-suk.
I was close. I was
Jung
But yeah, so that's during Save Me.
Yeah.
And
the
there's some other songs too, right?
DNA also has.
Yeah.
The name fan
I did
chant.
Not hear anyone fan chant during DNA.
No.
Or it was just too loud.
It was honestly really loud because people were saying like they heard people around them doing the fan chants, but because the music and like the sound system for SoFi was so freaking loud that no one could actually hear it unless you are recording yourself and you hear your own voice, basically.
No, it's true, though. It's really tough to, like, even hear yourself.
When I rewatched my videos from the concert, because I couldn't hear myself saying these things when I was at the concert because it was so loud. And then I was like, oh my God, I sound like that. I'm so embarrassed because I was like yelling inappropriate things.
I've learned from my mistakes. I will not yell as much or sing because it's like horrible because it's like, I feel like, you know, because your phone is closer to your mouth and your own voice.
Yeah.
It'll catch a lot of your voice.
I even caught Joko in some of my videos too. I could hear him go, Jen!
Oh, well, that's fine. Jen! I'm just yelling, Jen! Well, where did we leave off then? Because I think we left off like
Save
I
Me.
Need You or Save Me. Yeah, Save
Me.
Oh,
and then they did Idol, which that is like one too. Of my favorite songs. And then, so this one was a surprise too. They did We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal.
Yeah, that was one, interesting to see.
I was starting to cry.
Oh my God. I feel like a lot of people were crying.
You said that the girl next to you was crying.
Well, that's
too.
That's when they were talking. Like they were saying like they're kind of like goodbyes kind of thing.
Oh, I see. But this song
is this is before they after this is when they talked again the last time, right?
So We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal. That's part of their encore already.
So they talked right before this.
Yeah, yeah.
So after Idol, they kind of did another, like, talk chat.
And then they said, like, these are our last few songs kind of thing.
That means this is... Isn't this where V said the thing?
I think so, yeah.
So V, like, because each of the members kind of said their own, like, thanks and, like, how they're appreciative and how they're excited and happy they are. They're finally performing in front of a live, like, audience, like, army. Like, not just, like... the AMAs or something.
Right,
because
it's actually
like the actual army.
I
mean, J-Hope was starting to...
You
could hear his voice
and
visually
cry.
Like he was getting pretty emotional. And that's when the girl... I don't mean to be laughing. I'm still kind of smiling and laughing around. The girl on my left was like starting to cry. I'm like, oh, J-Hope. And then...
Aww.
But it's funny because when like during the actual performances, she's like yelling for Suga, but she sounds like some scary like Amazon like man.
But it was like, funny because when she was talking
like,
to
Yoongi!
But when she was talking normally, she sounded like a girl.
Yeah, she sounds like Haley. But then all of a sudden, she
her man voice
she
comes
transforms
out.
When she like is yelling, Yoongi, J-Hope, RM. Like I was like, holy shit! I was like, it's like this little like shorter like white girl like next to us with like glasses. It's funny.
Gosh.
I was like. I remember looking to my left when she said Yoongi the first time, like, as a man.
Like,
I was like, what
that?
The heck? I thought it was, like, a dude next to me now.
And, did that come out of you?
And then, but this is also when another notorious cussing or some bad words were said.
This one was so cute, though.
So
felt like he apologized first.
He was like,
sorry,
Army.
Sorry, BTS.
Sorry, BTS. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly how he said
it. Yeah, he's so
like,
cute.
Holy shit.
The way that he says it, it's so cute. He's like, holy shit.
It's like very like nonchalant.
Yeah.
But that's typical of V, the way he is.
I know. Because I guess he looks so happy, though, during the performances.
If you watch all of them. You've definitely seen like people's videos and reels and TikToks.
Yeah.
They're like having the time of their lives, like running around, smiling.
Yeah.
Like even the parts like near the end, I know we're going to get to the last songs, but when like they had the balls and stuff and like they're doing flips on it and Jungkook Jungkook ate it even though he's just like tumbling around. He's just laughing and stuff.
Yeah, so they had they let go of these like big purple balloons and balls like into the audience, onto the stage. But some of them are huge.
Like this is during what are the final like three songs then?
So... Answer, Love Myself.
Okay.
And
two left.
And then the final one was Permission to Dance. And that's when they dropped everything.
All the balls of confetti. Yeah. And like, it's funny too, because I remember seeing that thing on Instagram, like a post where V kicked a ball into the crowd and hit an army. I remember watching it live.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing him like... pause.
I know.
And he's like, he looked he did something
it's
wrong.
It's cute though because the people down on the floor caught his expression on camera and he's like, like he got, like his eyes were all big,
like
oh
so sorry.
Shit. Like sorry. But then if I was down there, I'd be like, thank you for kicking me in the face.
You could kick me in the face any day, V.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I told Haley this since we're on the floor. This is where the confetti and stuff is.
I'm going to take the confetti home.
I'm going to grab one of these balls that are bouncing around.
Someone took it home.
Yeah, I know. I saw people taking them home. You think I'm going to bounce it back? Because everyone's bouncing and pushing out. You know, like volleyball or like, you know, you throw the beach balls around in
concerts. You don't want to hit it back to gym?
Oh, hell no. This is good. I'm getting it. I'm holding it for dear life.
Yes.
And hugging it. Oh, and also, speaking about gin. This is kind of unrelated, but related to the concert. Because, I mean, they performed back to back, right? Day one, day two.
Yeah.
Then they were off. They're off Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Jin went to Six Flags.
By himself.
By himself. Just with like whatever. Like his the staff members, right?
Yeah.
So this man went to Six Flags theme park.
Yes.
The day after performing back-to-back days, he was wearing a Superman cape.
Yes, and he bought Superman capes for all the staff. The staff
so everyone is wearing Superman capes. Some of them look like they're just like, well, I got to do it because he got it for me. Yeah. And so this is all on Monday. And also, there was a picture that I think Hybe put on their Twitter, right?
Right, right.
Of him with happily eating a
funnel cake. A huge mountain of ice cream. With a funnel
and
cake.
Whipped cream on top of funnel cake.
This is like bigger than his face, basically.
And he just looks so happy.
His face looks so cute. It's like a little kid that you give dessert to.
And then there's like a little, you can see Six Flags in the back. There's like a little logo because I think it's like near like one of the exits or something.
Yeah. But then I guess what had happened with his funnel cake, because he wrote on Weverse, and this is like the translation. He said, "Today I was at the amusement park and an army, instead of asking me, 'Are you Jin?' asked me, 'Are you worldwide handsome?' And I was taken aback."
So dumb. This guy is so dumb.
And then I guess like the fan was the one that bought him the funnel cake.
Yeah, I would too. I'm like, funnel cake for everybody.
Yeah, I'll buy it for all of your staff members.
So, but the thing is, there's a picture that Hybe posted, right? And that picture was so funny to me that I printed out, well, I didn't print it yet, but I was going to print out a poster for the concert for day three.
Yeah.
Since we're close enough, I hope Jin will be able to see it.
I hope so too.
And I printed out two t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
The front and the back are the same exact picture. It's the funnel cake t-shirt photo of Jin.
At Six Flags.
Literally the one from today, a day ago, yesterday. So I've got one for myself. Haley said she was okay. And our other friend Elise, I got it for her too.
Yeah, because they're both, him and Elise are both Sukjin stan
biases, right? Exactly. So I printed out. I cannot wait to see people react to our shirts.
Oh my god, everyone's gonna love it. You can't wear your sweater or anything.
No, I
now.
Won't. It's okay. Yeah. I guess kind of. Yeah, you could stay warm there because of so many people there.
No, also because I thought SoFi Stadium was open. It's not. It's like mild.
Yeah, it's mostly enclosed. Yeah. Like, this is like you could see the outside, right. But it's not like complete. It's the dome upper area part is not completely open.
I kind of wish it was open because they would have been able to do bigger fireworks.
Yeah, of course.
Like it's the like one. Smaller. Remember when we went to Rose Bowl and like the fireworks can be huge. Insane.
Yeah, when we watched Coldplay. Yeah,
that's why I was hoping. I was like, oh, but they had mini fireworks there for us though. At least
we'll find out soon enough. But yeah, I mean, man, it was a great concert. I mean, I hope you guys at least stream it. Like if you can catch it. Just try to stream and watch it because that's day four, right?
Yeah.
It was such a fun thing to be a part of. Right. I feel like it was cool because we were like talking to each other.
History.
We're like, we are a part of history. Yeah. BTS history.
Yeah, we are. Being there really, day though. One. Exactly. Yeah.
I was there on day one. Tell the grandkids.
After COVID, the pandemic.
We were the first army to see BTS again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I'm talking like this. But yeah, so that's basically how, like, it was pretty amazing to just be there. The environment, the atmosphere, it was special.
Like, a sea of purple army bombs. That's what you want to be a part of.
Yeah, and a lot of people were wearing like purple masks or black masks and stuff. So that was really cool. And I mean, just like, you know, all the different things going on. And then it's fun because you know, throughout the whole time they're here, you maybe get lucky enough to catch them at like a Korean restaurant.
Right.
That they're
Which
at.
Some people have.
Yeah, exactly.
Like people saw them at Six Flags.
And then Six Flags, you know, there was that one really sad story where some girl that works at Six Flags, it's a BTS like army.
Yeah.
She took the day off. The day off that she took off was the day Jin was there. And the ad salt to her wound. She even said she was supposed to work at the funnel cake. like booth
that he bought that the funnel cake.
Got the funnel cake from.
How sad.
So she was like, I feel like at that point it's just like, you know, you you're just the worst, you're dead inside. I'd be dead inside if I knew that was gonna happen.
Right.
I'd be dead inside. I'd be like a zombie for the next like week or so.
A bit depressed.
Like I wouldn't be able to think or feel or taste.
Right.
Knowing that Jin was there. You could have been
the
one
that prepared the funnel cake for Jin.
I can't. That sucks though. I really feel. I felt. I was like, oh man, I feel this. That I felt sucks. So bad.
Yeah.
But you just never know. So I mean, man, this is like I said, this is a BTS episode.
Right.
I guess we could talk about Genshin really quick, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's been a while. Because we had guests over staying with us.
Yeah.
So we were barely able to even play.
Uh-huh.
I guess, apparently, Albedo and Eula Banner is out, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're out. Albedo's, like, event is going on already. I have no idea what's going on. I still haven't really got to play or start the story quest. Because I'm just doing dailies and using resin. That takes up my 20 minutes and then we have no time. I just try to force myself to do it. Haley hasn't even been using her resin.
I know. I missed like 2 days of it. I'm so upset.
What a waste, right? Yeah. It feels like. And then, I mean, the only thing I know is one of our friends, Drilla, in our like Genshin group chat told me to, whenever we started, to give her snowman egg eyes. I don't know what that is, what the reference is yet. I
guess we're supposed to be building a snowman for Albedo. It's part of the quest. Do you want to
build a snowman?
Exactly. Yeah, so we need to do that. I think we have like 13 days left.
I don't know. We have to. We dropped them off. They went back home to Hawaii yesterday. Yeah. Today we're picking up a new friend.
Yes.
From Denver. She's coming from Denver for BTS to watch with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we're pre-recording this 2 days before the release.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way we'll have time.
Nope.
But yeah, so it's just so much going on. So, and then barely any Genshin. Oh, another Genshin thing. I somehow was able to land a PS5. So I just started playing it on a PS5.
Yeah.
I feel like a total scrub when I'm playing on the controller. Haley and I wiped. We died fighting as Daha.
Yeah.
Like, which our weekly boss. I freaking died. I couldn't believe it.
I was like, what happened?
Because like I don't know where all of my buttons are. Like I'm so used to playing on my phone for like almost like a year now.
Yeah.
It's like I'm very handicapped when it comes to.
I was like, oh my god, we die. We never die.
Like it's worse than me playing on the keyboard because I'm so not used to it. But I'm gonna start playing a lot more on my PS5. That way I can start getting used to it again.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. It's like a learning curve but again.
But like there's no way I can even do like some of my quests, and there's no way in hell I could do Spiral Abyss on my controller.
You'd have to do it on your phone, yeah.
And then I played everything now. I played phone, like touchscreen phone. Yeah. I've played PC because I played keyboard, mouse and keyboard, and now I played controller. I think controller is the hardest one for me so far to learn. But it feels like an actual like art, like a video game. Like,
right. It's not just like a mobile game.
It doesn't feel like a mobile game anymore. Plus, the graphics look amazing on the PS5.
Right, it looks smoother too.
And the PC was hard for me because I'm used to like World of Warcraft, so like MMORPG controls, like Final Fantasy Online.
Right.
Like because Q and E, you don't use Q and E at all for PC, because Q and W for MMOs and stuff, it's like strafing, left and right when you're movement.
Because Q and E is like our skill, super move.
I always press it, so I'm always, it's what F's me over. So I don't know. I'm just as bad on PC as I am on the controls. So I'll stick to my mobile phone for the important situations, like those team events and everything.
Are you going to do the bosses on there too?
I'm going to slowly, I'm going to force myself to do bosses on my PS5. Because the only way I could get better is by throwing myself into the deep end of the pool.
It's okay if you die anyway. You don't lose anything.
Exactly. It's fine. There's no XP loss. There's no diminishing return. Yeah, there's no
punishment.
Because other MMOs, it's like you die.
You lose XP.
You lose XP for Maple Story. Yeah. You lose your equipment loses durability.
Right.
For World of Warcraft, and even for, I think it's the same thing for Final Fantasy. It's been a while. I haven't played. I'm excited to play Final Fantasy online on my PS5, too. I'm excited for that, because I think it crosses over if you had the original one. Oh, man, I'm just excited overall in general.
And it's December soon.
Oh, my gosh. And then we're going to see BTS again tomorrow.
Right.
Because we're going to be day 3, which is going to be on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we'll report back to all of you, right?
Yeah, next week.
For next week, how day 3 went.
Mm-hmm.
How close we were. How Jin jumped into my arms.
How Jimin noticed me. Please.
And yeah, we're gonna have our posters printed. We're gonna our goal for day three is to get one of the someone members to notice attention. Us.
Yeah.
Notice me, senpai.
Exactly.
Notice me, please. So yeah, thank you for joining us as always. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. You can join us on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, like pretty much almost everywhere you tune into podcasts. Leave us or try to rate us if you can, a quick rating. That always helps. You know, we're enjoying doing this. We hope you're enjoying this as well, to army all over the globe. Hopefully you get to tune in and watch, you know, more clips and everything from the Permission to Stand, Permission to Dance on stage, because it's been amazing. So yeah, it's you guys are there with us. Like, even though you're not physically here, you know, that's why all of us are posting stuff. So everyone can enjoy it. Catch the thing. Because there's people posting videos. They might not have caught certain things. And
it's cool seeing all these funny things. Fan cams.
All these different perspectives. Yeah. Regardless if you're close, you're far, whether you're at the YouTube
thing,
or you're from home, laying down in bed. You get angles on angles of fun. And it's just so much fun to enjoy. Oh, yeah. And Haley saw that one angle where possibly Jimin was topless.
Oh, no. Shirtless. So it was Jungkook, actually.
Oh, Jungkook took a shirt
off. But then
off.
Jimin also unbuttoned in front. And then we saw chest. Ooh.
Ooh. Sexy time.
Yeah.
So wherever you're in the globe, thank you for joining us. Please tune into our episodes. We release episodes every time, every week on Thursday. There's no excuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we weekly updates all the time. Always talking about BTS, other K-pop stuff going on. We'll probably be talking about Twice, as the Twice tickets are coming out soon as well. Monsta X and, you know, just everything. A little bit of everything here and there. Sometimes anime. And, of course, a splash of Genshin Impact, right?
Yep.
So, everyone on the globe, thank you for joining us as always. Take care. Be safe. Peace out.
Peace.
And peace. I was going to say, peace out and peace.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.